This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to visit President Joe Biden and the Congress next week as lawmakers continue to debate $21 billion more in aid to Ukraine to support its fight against Russia. Congress is increasingly divided over whether to provide Ukraine with more financial help. President Biden is seeking $24 billion, but some Republican lawmakers are opposed to more aid to Ukraine. The U.S. government on Thursday imposed sanctions on some 150 companies and individuals it accuses of helping Russia's war effort against Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman here in Washington.
The Departments of State and Treasury have announced a new round of sweeping sanctions on those the U.S. government accuses of sanctions evasion and circumvention to help Russia wage war against Ukraine. Of particular focus is Russia's energy industry, with sanctions targeting the country's energy production and export capacity, as well as Russia's metal and mining sectors. Matthew Miller is a spokesman for the State Department.
The department also designated numerous entities producing and repairing Russian weapon systems, including the Kalibr cruise missile used by Russian forces against cities and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine.
Also sanctioned are those affiliated with the Wagner Group militia alleged to have shipped munitions from North Korea to Russia, and those helping advance Russian malign activities in the Central African Republic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The head of the United Auto Workers Union here in the U.S. said members at several locations are beginning a strike after failing to reach an agreement with the three big automakers before midnight deadline.
We will show our strength and unity on the first day of this historic action. All options remain on the table.
This is VOA News. In Libya, more whole families, that is, drowned in the flooding in the coastal city of Derna, and many unaware of the danger still until they heard the dams burst. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
Mubarak Al-Ghiati told British broadcaster Sky in a video call from Derna that he and his brother were still in shock.
We're speechless.
Libyan health officials have confirmed 5,500 deaths and say 9,000 people are still missing. Mubarak blamed authorities for not dealing with maintenance of the dams that collapsed from the flooding.
The two dams of the city, they were supposed to be repaired like 2 years ago.
His brother Safwat said the floods have devastated their town.
We lost a lot of people, we lost our memories, we lost our city.
The Libyan city of Derna has buried thousands of people in mass graves as search teams scoured ruins left by the devastating floods. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the indictment of President Joe Biden's son Hunter comes weeks after the collapse of a plea deal that would have averted a criminal trial as the 2024 election looms.
The indictment says Biden lied 5 years ago on a form required for every gun purchase by checking a box falsely saying he was not a drug addict or user. He's charged with making false statements and illegally possessing a gun as a drug user. Two counts are punishable by up to a decade in prison. The third count carries up to a five-year sentence.
Sagar Magani reporting. Russia is expelling two U.S. diplomats. We get more on that story from the AP's Rita Foley.
Russia has ordered two U.S. diplomats to leave the country within 7 days, accusing them of keeping in touch with a man in Russia who worked at the U.S. consulate in Vladivostok, but was arrested earlier this year. The ex-employee was accused of collecting information for U.S. diplomats about Russia's military action in Ukraine and related issues. The two U.S. diplomats ordered to leave are the first secretary at the U.S. Embassy in Russia, Jeffrey Sillin, and the second secretary, David Bernstein. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement that the U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, has been informed of this and told that what it called the illegal activities of the U.S. diplomatic mission are unacceptable. And the Moscow expects Washington to, quote, refrain from confrontational steps. I'm Rita Foley.
The Dominican Republic will shut its entire border with neighboring Haiti from 6 a.m. Friday local time, President Luis Abinader told reporters Thursday amid a conflict over the construction of a water channel from a shared river. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.